this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Elite Pool Covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
Our little Ollie Bear turned one recently. And with Ollie, we've got, like, all the girls have different themes, right? And you know, Mila, our eldest, you know, she's the princess, so that's the kind of theme in her room. And Isabel's the character, and she's a bit chaotic, so we don't really know what's going on in there. And then, you know, Ollie Bear, we've gone with the jungle theme for his room.
Okay,
and he likes it. He likes his lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And so for his first birthday, we did a jungle cake. All right, and it was a jungle cake from the Women's Weekly book, like
awesome.
Old school. It was like the best, ever. Right, so it had, you know, the sticks around the outside that made the big gating and stuff, and it had green coconut over the top, and we had to get some animals, obviously, to make the jungle theme on the top of the cake.
Of course.
And so Liz found these. I think she would have found them at Target or Kmart. It's probably Anko, something like that. And she's brought this box home of these animals, and it's got all sorts of things in it. It's got, like, horses and lions and tigers and elephants, and it's got rocks that you can set up, and it's got trees and all that sort of gear as well.
Because those jungle horses are, you know.
Absolutely.
You always see a horse in the jungle.
And so, you know, after we've done the birthday, then it's like toys that he can just play with.
Great, fantastic.
Anyway, my eldest daughter Mila's come out and she's gone, Daddy. This was last week. Have a look at this. Look at this horse. And she's like tilted the horse. I can't believe we didn't notice this because it's quite clear that it's there. Now, this is a box of toys that's got, like, ages 3 and up.
Sure.
Don't keep me hanging. Show me that horse, Pete.
Yeah.
Don't keep you hanging?
Show me that horse.
Hanging like a horse?
It's graphic, isn't it?
It's got a thing.
It's detailed.
It's anatomically correct, I think, is the way we can describe it. Everything that should be there is between its legs is there.
It looks like the horse version of the Statue of David.
Yeah,
It looks like it's been chiseled. It's got a thing.
More sizable than David too.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They haven't skimped, have they?
No, they haven't. As you would expect, because it's a horse.
Is it fair to say that it's hung like a horse?
I would say that would be correct. You get a ding, sir.
Thank you.
I think I'm surprised by not just the size, but the detail. It seems to be detailed. I can't think of another word.
It looks like
it's anatomically correct.
It looks like it's been circumcised.
Oh.
Right? Look at the top.
It does.
Look at the top. Think of, if you're listening to this right now, think of every doodle you've ever doodled, and that's probably about
What's
right.
What's the lion got going on then?
So take a look at the lion.
Give us a look at the...
So there's the lion.
Is he...
Oh, okay.
A little smaller.
Bit more subtle.
Yeah, a bit more subtle.
King of the Jungle won't be happy about that.
So these are toys for ages 3 and up.
Okay.
And they've turned into a bit of an education for our kids.
This happens a bit. I've seen some dog toys that are questionable.
Yeah.
I've seen dog toys and thought to myself, am I in the right store?
Yes, they do look like that, don't they?
Some of them.
Yes.
I don't hear about inappropriate kids' toys. You know, you've just innocently bought these toys for your kids, mm-hmm. and then maybe one day you're taking a good look at them and you've gone, excuse me. Hey, Jason in Naranda, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so one of my children came from a birthday party and got, like, you know, the party favour and so forth back, and they got the stretchy man. So, don't know the name of it, but I think it was, like, a material shop, and you could take the clothes off. And he had an extra appendage he could stretch as well.
Oh, really? Stretch Armstrong Stretch back from the day.
No one was expecting that.
No.
Amanda, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Inappropriate kids' toys.
So a few years ago, my son was given a creeper from Minecraft.
Okay.
So this was stood about 15 centimetres tall and was maybe 5 centimetres in diameter and...
Looks
like something that should be maybe in mum's drawer as opposed to a toy box.
Oh, right.
Creeper, you say?
Minecraft.
Right. Rebecca and Bentley, hi. What about you?
Hi there. We bought a new baby for my daughter who was dressed in blue. What would you like to name it? Baby Tim, not a problem. Baby Tim got undressed later on. baby Tim has a very detailed downstairs female anatomy.
Oh, that's very, very progressive.
A very detailed downstairs female anatomy.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah, not the smooth mound you would expect.
But, yeah. What age does it change from a smooth mound into now it's okay to talk about? Don't know.
I'm not talking.
Matt's too afraid.
Yeah, I'm too afraid.
All I can say is lucky the kids are on school holidays.
Yeah. Pete, Matt and
Kimber. Guys, there are two types of people in the world, and there's the planners, those really organised people who have really got it together and have really thought things through, and then there are those of us who are pretending to be that person. And that is what I did because I just, on the holidays, went on a girls' trip down south. And the girls' trip was like one of those, you know, we were all like, who's going to drive? We're all going to carpool. We'll all take turns. There was quite a few conversations over who was going to drive because we all have cars of varying ages and responsibilities. And so in the end, I was like, look, I'm going to drive. I feel comfortable. My car's good. Let's go together. Mm. And my friend said to me, thank you so much because this car is much safer than mine. This is going to be a really great trip. And then thanked me many times on the drive down there and when we arrived saying, thank you for a safe trip.
She said, good driver.
Yeah, she said, you're a good driver. I felt very safe in your car and I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, wicked. Well, we've still got the trip back again. And it was a long drive. We spent about 5 hours in the car together. So it was a really good trip. Then when we were coming back, we left the town and she was like, good to go. And I went, yeah, we've packed the car. We had everything and we just took off. And it wasn't until we'd left the town that I went, I didn't put petrol in the car. Now, not a big deal because I was looking at the petrol voucher going, oh, my car says that there's over a quarter of a tank. It looked closer to a half a tank.
Okay.
And I was like, that's solid. Like, that's going to get us to the next town and then I'll just fill up when we get there. It'll be fine. And so, of course, as we're going, and of course, it's free. It's like the highway, right? So you're doing 110 most of the way. And that burns quite a bit of fuel in my car, it turns out. And so as we're approaching this next town, or I think we are, we're still a good 56 Ks out of it by the time I see the sign. The car, like the petrol light's on.
Oh, that light.
I'm watching it dwindle down to nothing. And so this, I reckon 20 minutes of that drive, my friend's talking to me, telling me all about her life. And I wasn't really listening because the whole time I was like, we're going to run out of petrol. And I've been planning in my head what we're going to do. I've got her dog in the back and I was like, yeah, okay, so what I'll do is like I'll, you know, she'll find this funny in the end. We'll pull over on the side of the road and I'm like, then I'll hitchhike or something. I'll like try and find a truck driver. I'll try and get to the next town. Like all, I had constructed an entire thing in my head of how I was going to basically ruin her afternoon.
I would love to have seen that, to watch you trying to flag down a truck driver where you're going to show a bit of leg.
Are you suggesting they weren't going to pick me up, Matt?
No. I'd just love to see it.
Look, thank God, as we just pulled into the town, we made it just in time to fill up with petrol. I filled up at the first petrol station I could find because I was so worried about it, only to go about, you know, 500 metres down the road and find that petrol was 25 cents cheaper a litre.
Yeah, oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. Of course. Oh. Smart.
Hey, it's smarter to fill up before you leave the town.
I'll be honest with you, one of my least favourite things is when someone walks into a room and goes, guys, let me tell you about the dream I had last night, right? Because I wasn't there, right? I mean, I don't care how crazy it was. I had a dear friend I used to go to drama school with, and it was a daily thing for him, like, oh, this dream. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Bloody hell.
No, man. Strap yourself in.
I had a two-headed cow was driving, and I was like, yeah, I'm sure it was amazing for you. I wasn't there, right?
Do you think it's just in the cell? It's because they've never really delivered it to you with that. You know, you want them to kind of deliver it in a way where they're walking into some sort of movie office and going, I've got a script for you.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Yeah. It's definitely in the pitch.
Oh, well, let me try and see if this pitch works for you. So this happened to me last night.
Are you about to tell us about a dream you had last night?
But it's so random that I hope that it...
Guys, no, it's really random. I had a big dream last night.
I, in my dream, became best friends with Lady Gaga. All right, now, Now, this I could not tell you the last time I remembered a dream 4-1. Mm. This was so vivid. It was like it was in a, it was a documentary.
And I can tell you it's real because, like, Matt's got his big eyes open. You know when, like, I'm telling you this is a thing because look at my big eyes.
It's the look you get when you feel everything about what you're about to say.
Right, as I'm sure my old mate that went to drama school had these same eyes every time I was dissing him. Long story short, somehow I ended up opening for Lady Gaga on my piano, right?
Amazing.
She liked the cut of my jib, ended up coming back to my place to have dinner with Nuno because she's Italian, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
My wife, Steppy D, Florence, they
she's
were
eating
all
Nuno's
there
meatballs.
Eating the meatballs.
That's great.
I mean, we are like best mates, and it was like it was a documentary. There was nothing weird. There was nothing strange that popped up.
I know. This friendship scene sounds super sincere.
It was.
Tell me more.
And I just woke up going, how? What? Why?
All of this because you recently had your piano tuned.
Yes. And, you know, I mean,
and
Lady
you're feeling
Gaga,
good about your skills.
The only last time I spoke, I've got nothing against Lady Gaga, but the last time I sort of spoke about her was that I said I didn't really like her song very much that was for the new Top Gun film.
Dear.
That's the last time I've thought
but
of Lady Gaga.
It doesn't matter, mate, because you guys are such good friends. She can accept that feedback without feeling offended.
And, you know, that's the sort of friendship that, you know, we cannot see each other for 6 years.
She knows it's coming from a good place.
So, look, if you had a cracking dream last night.
Now we're going to take calls.
Give us a call.
Call and
we'll hang in there for as long as we can before we get bored.
Okay, yep.
Fiona in Cloverdale, good morning to you. Tell us about the dream you had last night.
Good morning, love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Fiona.
My dream was you have Lady Gaga in, unfortunately. My dream wasn't as exciting, but I dreamed that my sister-in-law, who's married, got married again. And also, I dreamed that my other sister-in-law was throwing her scarf off into the sky and she was getting mad. Anyhow, I don't dream about Lady Gaga, unfortunately.
No, but it sounds like there's some marriages on the cards in your family feast.
Yeah, throw some scarves into the sky, guys.
I like that. Was a really like American Beauty type moment, wasn't it? Like throw the scarf or Thelma and Louise or something.
Chantelle in Wellard, what about you? What do you got for us?
Last night I had a dream that I was out shopping with my kids, just me alone, and I've got a 2- and a 4-year-old, and they just went missing, and I couldn't find them. I was freaking out.
Oh.
And next minute I say, my kids are like boomerangs. They always come back, and they just came back. So I was happy.
That feels a lot better.
It's a good dream. You wake up feeling pretty good about that. Clayton in Success. Hi, Clayton.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, mate. What's your
dream about?
Oh, it was so weird. It's funny you guys are saying this today. So basically, I was in this little house, didn't know the house at all. I heard this commotion outside. I ran outside. All these cars were racing towards me. Then out of nowhere, this alien thing just jumped up, screamed at me. I woke up and it was like just stiff and stuck. It was like I was having an electric shock just through my whole body. It was so strange.
Oh, it's funny, Clayton, because, you know, I think, you know, in all seriousness, how real this dream I had last night felt.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine waking up having an experience like Clayton had had going, well, I mean, wow, was that real? What do you reckon? Clayton?
He's gone.
He's gone. Oh, no. They've silenced him.
As soon as he started talking about being probed, it was over.
Yeah. Well, that's often the case.
Alex in Queens Rocks. Final one here, mate. Go on. Tell us about your dream.
It wasn't last night. I think it was one day last week. I had a dream. I was engaged to my girlfriend.
Oh, engaged to your girlfriend?
To the ex.
Oh, the ex-girlfriend.
Is there a current girlfriend, and how did they feel about that?
Oh, I didn't tell her.
Fair enough.
Yeah, she knows now.
Well, my wife's had dreams where I've cheated on her in those dreams,
you
and
all
she
have.
Wakes up really upset at me.
Yes.
Yep. You all have, sorry to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've hit a nerve.
No, it's a weird feeling when you feel accusing your partner of that. It's real. Don't you?
Yeah. Kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm right.
Which? Come on, where's your?
You this?
No.
Oh. Jungle Horse.
I'm afraid to play the Jungle Horse.
Yeah.
Because the Jungle Horse is a little bit scary.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Oh, you got me whipped, mate. Don't even worry about that. You ready? Okay, yep. Have a listen.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Yes! 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 I'll have what she's having.
Now, I did get you guys to write down the year because we've got three of these. Close to the pin, best of three wins. Present your years, please.
Well, I feel fairly confident on this.
Do you?
Yeah, because of the George W. Bush inauguration. I'm thinking 1989, which is what I wrote down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I went with 1989.
Oh, goodness.
But I was hedging my bets because actually Cher, Turn Back Time, my instinct wanted to say 91-90 and I went down to try and give myself a buffer.
You really did Turn Back Time.
I did. I went for the buffer.
You're both correct.
Yeah. Oh,
1989. What a way to start this one off today. So I'm going to write down 0.5 points for both of you.
And 1/8.
Here is the second montage for you guys.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
We can't save everyone in this war. This is not what we came here to do.
No, but it's what I'm going to do.
A deadly blast outside of an Ariana Grande concert, killing at least 22, injuring at least 59.
Oh, God. That escalated quickly.
This is a, you know.
This is a tough one.
It's a tough one when it comes to songs by Ed Sheeran or Pink. Because they could have been going around for 10 years. Like, you've been singing it in your head for that long that you're like, I legitimately am not sure when it was released.
Yeah, great point.
Okay. Well, I'm going with that.
I'm going with this. I've gone 2018.
So have I. But interestingly, and I'm not changing it, but can you see that I've changed a 7 into the 8? I initially went 2017.
Yeah.
My dad would say, never change your bet.
I mean, really, I was going with the but Ariana Grande thing because I didn't even know what that film was in the middle.
It was Wonder Woman.
Oh, was it?
So okay. 2017
is what I initially had.
Is what you initially, but you changed it. So that's a half a point again.
Okay, so that's now Kimber on. So that's now 8.125 again, isn't it?
Well, no, that takes her to 13.125. So 13.125. Yeah. And Maddie, you're on 11.
Thank you.
All right, let's split this up.
Do you have any regrets about this system restoring?
None at all.
No.
Well, I'm starting
still
to.
Still standing by.
Okay, here's the final grab for the morning. This splits us.
They say you should never work with children or animals or Steve Irwin, especially if you're Baby Bob or Lunch, as he's known around the crocodile pen.
Super suit? Where is my super suit?
Ooh, I tell you what, producer Kerrod, he comes up with these and they're tough ones.
Mm. I don't.
He doesn't mess around. I mean, that last one, I'm guessing The Incredibles.
Yeah, you'd be correct.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, okay.
I mean, I think for me, the thing you're probably honing in on there is Steve Irwin.
Well, yes. So Steve was still alive. That was Bert Newton, the late Bert Newton, doing the voiceover, I believe.
That was.
You told us how old Baby Bob was last week when you told us that he was terrible at flirting.
That's what I'm trying to.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah. Okay.
Before we went on holidays, yes.
All right, I'm putting that in.
I'm going with 2002.
Gone 1999. I figured he's got to be at least 21 years old.
I pegged him at 18, older. But then I'm not great with maths
18,
either.
Right.
Mm. He's actually a bit younger. It was 2004, guys. Kimber! Kimber!
Yeah! How old is this kid?
He's quite young. Oh. 2004 would put him at 18?
Really?
But no, 16.
Okay.
There you go,
mathematicians 16. Text us back, 0480.
He turns 19 in December.
Oh, okay.
So he would have been like maybe one or something.
Yes,
like
he
that.
Was. Yeah, okay. Right,
not necessarily right. baby, but there you go. So Kimber with the breakout full point, which means that I can cross off all the maths we did before and just basically go Kimber, 13.18. 13 and 1/8.
13 and 1/8.
points.
What?
13 and
no,
1-8.
No, four, that's 14. Not right.
No, because you're flat out now. Because you're flat. Because you just won the game. You
I
won the game outright.
So I'm just going to
give you. I'm just going to give you a point because you you won the game outright. Because
oh, yeah, okay.
Best of three.
Oh, okay,
so that's
right,
yeah.
Right,
yeah. Okay. With me?
Yeah.
Good.
This is Pete, Matt, and Kimber. Pete, Matt, and Kimber.
Hey guys, I just saw some interesting stats about the world today that I thought you might like.
Okay.
And I thought this might interest you, Maddie, because you're quite into geography and history and those sort of things.
Who told you that?
Well, apparently by this November, the planet's population will be 8 billion people.
8 billion.
Eight billion.
I've got to be honest, I thought we were already there, but I am interested in that.
By this November, yeah, that's going to kick off. And while China has always had the largest population, with 1.4 billion in China now, it's soon to be taken over by India.
Yes.
India's going to have the highest population. And they're actually saying, what's really amazing about this is that they're saying at the moment we're actually producing more children, less children than we have been. So the population growth's been slowing in the last couple of years, but it's going to pick up again. And they're saying the world population's going to be expanding, but unevenly.
Yes.
So they reckon that more than half the growth that we're going to see in the next 30 years is going to happen over 8 countries.
Most of them in Southeast Asia, I would imagine.
Yeah, the Republic of the Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, Philippines and Tanzania.
Okay, so mostly Africa.
That makes a lot of sense considering that there's models for like first world countries that basically say that once your population hits a certain standard of living, you actually go into decline.
Yeah.
So imagine it as a pyramid, right? Like as a pyramid, you're sort of third world, second world, and then you go into like a straight up shape, and then it goes backwards eventually, like once you become like an Australia and America or, you know, something
well,
like
kids
that.
So cost it's very a lot of money, right?
They do, and
And of course, China for many years had the one child policy.
Yeah.
Which would have slowed down the population growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And so China's saying their population's due to start declining next year. That's what they've worked out based on the average age of people. And they're saying now the global average age will be around 77.2 years.
Right.
8 billion people.
It's a lot.
Course, all of those people want to live a life like we live now with air conditioning and all of the nice things. And
devices that last 18 months.
Yes,
and,
please. The housing market. I'm a buyer in this housing market at the moment, and it is a rough place to be. Guys, something very cute has happened. I can't believe this I missed this because, you know, I'm such a cat aficionado. You guys know I'm always in here talking about cats.
Yes, you are. I just thought you were a vet for a while.
So many cats. Quite gave you that impression. But there is a cat over in Austin, in Texas.
I've been to Austin.
That has become an honorary graduate of the University of Texas.
Oh, really?
No.
Yes. Don't all know it. Yes. Have a listen.
Come here, Suki. Yeah, she's wearing, like, a matching hoodie.
Meet recent UT graduate Francesca Bourdais and her cat, Suki.
This is Suki. Say hi.
Hi, Suki.
Why are you so down
Wait, what do you mean, say hi? I think she was trying to get the cat to say hi.
Oh, the cat didn't actually say hi, though.
So it's got a university degree, but it can't say hi.
No, well, maybe it can say hi.
Just pause your cynicism for one moment.
You don't even know where my cynicism's coming from.
Okay, it's tell us your cynicism.
If a cat can graduate university, it can make a lot of other people feel really bad.
Why?
What's it got going on for
Because
it?
The cat, so obviously over the last sort of couple of years, they couldn't actually go into classes at the university. So they couldn't be present at the university. Instead, they were doing Zoom calls. And what was happening was Suki was sitting there through every single one of the Zoom calls.
The lectures,
learning alongside her owner. And so they thought, well, you know what? This cat's pretty much been there the entire time.
Okay.
Honorary graduate. And the cat's
in the princess. What a choice of song.
You didn't think of Love Cat? No.
So there was
What's
no...
Love Cat?
Love Cat.
Love Cat.
So there was no exam required. You were there. You saw every lecture. Honorary degree.
I have sat at university with so many people who just sat in the lecture. It doesn't mean they were retaining anything or doing anything with it. Just because they were at the lecture, that's all it takes. Now.
I did too, and they graduated. Is that better?
Thank Love you. Cats? Is this any excuse to get the cure on air?
Clearly. I'm all for this, by the way.
It was cute.
It's a wonderful one. It's a very sweet. Huge story. Yeah.
Mm.
All right, cool.
Does it do taxes?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it does Texas.
You know what?
See you later, guys.
Yeah, that's good enough.
No, that's made a bad joke on the radio.
All right. Is it takeaway? Whatever. Pete,
Matt and Kimber. Despite the fact that it's been, you know, chilly, a bit of sunshine yesterday night, so I went out into my courtyard that we have. And look, it's a mess. The garden's an absolute mess. But we do have this tree, which I think it's like they're like mandarins or they're some sort of weird hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fruiting at the moment.
Oh,
right?
Good.
And I mean, I neglect it completely. They're not my favourite fruit ever. And we do give some away. A lot of them just sort of die on the ground there. And I mean, I wee on it.
Is it because it's neglected that it just tastes like sour grapes?
Well, and I am weeing on it because apparently you do that with citrus trees. Mm-hmm. So I do that. And I looked at that and I saw the little sprig of parsley that I've got growing there. And I thought to myself, you're an idiot. I mean, we know how expensive food is at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not using every available piece of soil to grow stuff that I can eat?
I mean, you're 100% correct.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, I can tell you it's because I'm rubbish at it. I'm rubbish at it.
Like, yes.
My garden grows everything. I've got a really big garden. I'm really into gardening. And people have this joke where they'll go, I'll give you my dead plant because if you put it in your yard, it will regenerate and become amazing.
Yep.
And that does happen all the time. But when it came to my veggie patch, I put so much love and soil and attention into that thing. And the only thing that survived out of maybe 12 things I planted were the tomatoes and the beetroot.
Yeah.
I don't know when to take the beetroot out of the ground, and the tomatoes all got mealybug and basically died.
Mealybug?
Yeah.
What's mealybug?
Oh, it's just, honestly, they're the bane of my existence. These tiny little critters that destroy all your plants.
Right.
And you're constantly spraying them. And I thought, all this, even if all of those tomatoes fruited, I'd still end up with, like, you know, a punnet of cherry tomatoes that cost me
better than
$4.
Sure. But I mean, look, like a lot of people in this climate, I went with the lawn. I wanted lawn.
Mm.
You know, why? We you know, try and do these sort of English lawn gardens in one of the driest continents on earth.
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't work, the lawn. It's now basically just Florence the dog's toilet, let's be honest. And she needs that space to do her business. But there's so many little pockets that I could be growing things that I can eat. And I remember as a kid, we used to sort of mock the Italian and the Greek families for having all of the concrete. It's because they came from a hot climate and they knew that you don't waste water on stupid lawn.
Mm.
You put it on things that you can eat.
Well, mm-hmm. We also water our concrete. So, like, there's that.
But the odd driveway gets a hosing. Sure, it does.
Like, my old man, he's, you know, they still quite lucky to live on a quarter acre out in Queen's Park.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those old school blocks. His backyard's full of things. Like, there's everything in there. It's like walking into a supermarket.
But
I sort of listen to you tell your story, and there's a couple of things. A, this coming from the bloke who killed the unkillable plant. The plant who basically you have to neglect it for it to thrive. And it's gone, I can't deal with this. I'm out.
Update on that, by the way.
Yeah.
It's now in the study where it receives no light at all and it is going crazy.
Well, there's a good start.
The other thing,
maybe you and Florence stop using your backyard as a toilet.
Yes, quite.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an elite pool cover.